today, there's been some talk about the Eagles' defense. They have some pretty good numbers. Are they playing, in your estimation, at a level every bit as high as the Seahawks?
You know, they're playing great football. They're making plays left and right. They got a great defensive line. They got great athletic linebackers, guys who I have a great appreciation for. I mean, I could go through every single guy. You know, honestly, you know, Brandon Graham's playing great football. Fletcher Cox, you know, he knows how to get to the quarterback as well. Same with Vinnie Curry. You know, Connor Barwin's been playing there for a while and has done a great job for them and is one of their leaders on defense. Nigel Bradham, a guy I used to play at Florida State, you know, extremely athletic. Jordan Hicks, a young guy who can make a lot of plays for them too and is showing up and doing great things for them. And then Michael Kendricks, who we played, you know, I guess it was a year or two ago. I'm not sure how many, you know, how long ago it was, but just a great, great football player.
Does that defense have Legion of Boom kind of qualities, though, the Eagles?
You know, it's hard to compare two different, you know, two defenses. I think that they're two great athletic defenses that, you know, fly around and make a lot of plays. And so I have tons of respect for the Eagles defense and what they do, and they're physical, they're fast, and those are great defensive characteristics that they play with, and they play really smart, too, as well.
Curious about the two safeties, Jenkins and McLeod. That's kind of the way the Eagles have.
Can you say that one more time? I lost you for a second.
The two safeties, Malcolm Jenkins and Roddy McLeod. The Eagles have built their defense or their defensive backfield around those two. What do you see on film from them?
Well, you know, Jenkins is a guy who plays really extremely hard. Has played a while for them now and knows the game extremely well. Is smart, very instinctive player. Plays physical. Like I said, a ton of respect for him too as well. And McLeod, a guy who we used to play against, you know, with the Rams, has made plays, you know, for years and can do a lot of great things and really, really smart player. So those two guys are exceptional football players.
Rodney, you mentioned that game. Actually, it was 2 years ago here against the Eagles.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said Rodney. You're just talking about Rodney. Anyway, that game, the thing I remember about that from the Eagles' defensive standpoint is they thought they had you a bunch of times. They thought they were in a good situation, and you ran around and ran around and ran around and finally found somebody downfield. Has that been as much a part of your game this year? I know you've had some injury problems. And how do you keep focused on what's in front of you when people are chasing you around?
Well, obviously, with the injuries, I haven't been able to do quite as much in terms of, you know, some of the extended plays or whatever. But we've been able to get the ball out, be on time, get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and let them make plays. And so we're doing a great job of that right now. I think that in terms of, you know, going about, you know, extending the play, I think it's just trying to make the smart play, you know, and not forcing it, just trying to be smart with the football always.
Carson Wentz, his rookie year here, he's had a lot of success at home. He's been struggling on the road. What's the key for a quarterback traveling on the road, and in particular as a rookie?
Well, no matter no matter what year it is for you in the National Football League, any time you play on the road, it's always tough. I've been fortunate to be able to watch Carson, you know, this past year, end of this year, and been able to see a few of his games, and he's playing great football, and he's going to be a great football player for a long time, he's athletic, he can make all the throws, he's a smart guy, he's competitive, and I have a lot of respect for him too as well. He's a great football player, and you guys have a good one in him.
Was saying earlier today that I asked him about giving you the green light to run since you've been a rookie, and he was talking about the fact that he has always had confidence in you as far as knowing how to stay safe. How important has that been for you?
Well, it's huge. I mean, I've been obviously, I've been able to run since I was little, so I've kind of understood the game and just playing smart, being ready for the next play, you know, and getting as much as I can and getting the first down and getting out of bounds and getting down and just playing the game the right way. I think that's really smart. I think that's a smart thing to do. That's kind of my philosophy, you know, just try to play the game the smart way, get as much as you can, salvage the play, move on to the next play.
Russell, CJ Procise is coming off his best game, a real versatile player. When did you guys realize that he could fill that type of role for you?
Well, Well, I think that, you know, John Schneider and Coach Carroll and the scouting staff did a great job of scouting him. Obviously, he's a guy that can do it all, can catch the ball really well. He's fast. He's quick. He runs the ball extremely hard, too, as well. So, you know, he's an all-around football player. And CJ is an exciting player to watch. The good thing for us is we have so many great guys, and so many great guys that are hard to match up with and can get open and do a lot of things, and the guys that can run the ball and make plays and do a lot of different things. So it's a good thing to have. And I think with CJ, he's worked extremely hard. He's had some bumps and bruises along the way, you know, in terms of getting dinged up a couple times, but he's overcoming those injuries and he's been able to fight through it and play at a high level.
In Carson's case, he's a rookie at the same time as Dak Prescott in Dallas. I'm curious your experience in 2012 with the success Andrew Luck and RG3 were having then. Did you track those guys? Were you measuring yourself against their success that year as well?
Never. You just focus on winning football games, and that's always been my only focus and the only thing that really matters.
Russell, when you guys traded for Jimmy Graham, did it take a little bit of a while to establish chemistry with him?
No, not really. I mean, we were struggling at first last year in terms of you know, on offense just a little bit at the beginning, but then we finally kicked it into gear, and Jimmy was catching a lot of footballs, and then he got injured, so that was unfortunate. But you know, the thing about Jimmy Graham, in my opinion, he's the comeback player of the year. He's had such a great year. He's been able to overcome such a devastating injury. You know, to even think about, you know, all the things he's gone through in his life, and just be able to continue to keep getting up and keep fighting. You know, he's the ultimate competitor, and that's why I love him so much. He's a great football player, and that's why we love him as a teammate too as well. So you know, he's the chemistry is definitely obviously there. He's making all the catches and doing all the right things, and it takes a lot of hard work, and we've been working on that all off season and since he's been able to get healthy, and he's doing a great job of that.
Hey Russell, if I can have you think back to when you were a rookie again, having the defense that you did, in that it didn't make you kind of have to take the team on your back, how much of a benefit was that for you?
Well, anytime you have great players on your football team, that's always better, you know, and it just elevates everyone. So that's always a great thing.